This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Plane, train, and bus passengers are facing a mishmash of rules on wearing masks now that a federal judge has ended the nation's mask mandate on public transit. The AP's Sagar Magani with what we're hearing from Americans.
At Dulles Airport outside Washington, Richard Gonzalez and Patricia Manns were nearly giddy.
I love it.
I just want to scream and tell everybody, take those masks off.
Kristen Weber wasn't listening.
I was wearing my mask today.
President Biden says air travelers can pick.
That's up to them.
Major airlines and many airports are now mask optional. So are Amtrak, Uber, and Lyft. Some big city mass transit systems still require them. The CDC still recommends them.
The Justice Department says it will not appeal the judge's ruling unless the CDC thinks the requirement is still necessary. Russia's top priority in Ukraine is now taking Mariupol, the strategic port city in the southeast. That's what Ukraine's military says. But Ukrainian fighters there are holding on.
At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
But Mariupol Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov voiced pessimism at that prospect.
They didn't allow this for 50 days. Why should they allow this now?
I'm Mike Rossio.
Netflix withdrew from Russia to protest the war against Ukraine. Now it's reporting a loss of hundreds of thousands of subscribers. It's considering changes like minimizing password sharing. Gas is $4.11 a gallon on average this morning, says the AAA. That's up 3 cents in a week. The Dow gained 499 points yesterday. This is AP News. Sarah Palin says, yeah, she's serious about running for Alaska's seat in the U.S. House. The AP's Jennifer King.
Palin, the former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee, tells the Associated Press those critics who dismiss her candidacy as a grab for headlines don't know her.
I'm still all about Carhartts and steel-toed boots and just hard work.
Palin is one of four dozen candidates running for the office held for 49 years by the late Representative Don Young.
I've just had opportunity to be out there on a national and international stage promoting Alaska.
Speaking from her hometown of Wasilla, Palin says her platform is all about bringing jobs to Alaska and developing the state's bountiful resources. I'm Jennifer King.
China plans to launch three more astronauts to its newest space station in June. They'll spend 6 months there. China's discussed possibly sending a crew to the moon. It landed robot rovers there in 2013. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.